Do 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 do. Taylor Watch.
Oh. Oh my gosh. Oh. Yes, hide your face.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at her.
Please don't look at me. Please don't look at me. Don't acknowledge me.
She's embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed. I'm a fool.
She has to hide her face for 3 to 5 business days.
I am just Gia. What the fuck is wrong with me? It's not even, you were on my team a little bit, but what is wrong with me?
Yeah, I didn't fully put on the makeup, just the nose. I said
exactly,
I was going to do
just the nose, which was the right move. But yes, welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch.
Hey guys.
Our Thursday episode. But I'm sorry that you're looking at Bozo the motherfucking clown. Like, how many times do I have to sit here and apologize for my buffoonery?
Yeah, but like, there's nothing to apologize for. You're just a believer. You have hope, mm-hmm. and you want to see what you want to see come to fruition. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Thank you, Gia.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you, because I really needed that, by the way, because I've been in the trenches. I've been in the trenches, obviously, today, Thursday, 2 days ago, Tuesday night, a day that will live in infamy, August 20th, 2024, was not the Reputation Taylor's Version drop or announcement date or drop or anything, despite what me have previously been reporting and hoping for, and all of the signs and all of the teasing and all of the bullshit and blah, 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 blah. And we were fooled yet again in truly the most humiliating fashion.
Yeah.
Like, this time, this was the time that that everyone really was like, all right, if it's going to be it, it's going to
be this.
And so let's all get on board. So there were girls wearing clown, like, Reputation and clown stuff to the concert.
Yeah,
like,
very
people
funny.
Were going nuts. And like, they were, did you see somebody had snakes outside you could take pictures with?
Oh no.
They're like snake people. You know,
oh,
like,
yeah,
in
yeah,
Vegas
yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
The outside the concert, they were having snakes. People were taking pictures with the snakes.
That's
putting
hilarious.
Them on the ground. It was like, it was just a full fledged parade of clowns as always. And yeah, and I sit here with egg on my face for the 100,000th time, and I'm just mortified.
Yeah, once I saw the Reputation, the same rep bodysuit, I was like, all right, it's time to close the laptop and log off, I think.
I cracked up when you posted that, and I held on still. I held on through surprise
songs. Good for you.
But you know what my issue was?
Yeah.
I held on through surprise songs. And then after surprise songs were done, I stopped watching and stopped paying attention, like a little brief temper tantrum.
Yeah.
And I missed the music video announcement.
Oh,
so I didn't see that.
Well, I was
in
so
confused.
It wasn't even
I
like
was confused
there
too.
Was no announcement. Like, it just started playing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. I didn't
there
know
wasn't
that.
Like any, she didn't say like, oh, now we're all going to watch the music video because
got it.
I got a little bit. I was confused. I thought when I was watching it, I thought it was a documentary.
Right.
Trailer.
Right.
So when I posted like that it was on, I was like, oh my god, documentary. And then I realized, oh no, this is the music video for I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
Right.
There was she didn't say anything. It just started playing after the concert ended. And you could hear people like in the background being like, why are people leaving?
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah. Like, what's
like,
going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, to be fair, people that have not been there before, they don't know that
yeah,
that's
they don't
not
know
like
that,
a part of the show.
Yeah,
maybe,
yeah,
or
yeah.
But yeah, so just some crazy stuff. We have a lot of calls and everything coming in. I think I have something in my teeth. A lot of calls coming in talking about all of this. So we'll get into all those in a minute.
Yeah.
Trying to think about just, specifics. I know that,
there was, not in Taylor news, but kind of just in general, Travis Kelce. He's going to be in a new movie called Loose Cannons.
Yeah, starring in another movie.
And he's also going to be in Happy Gilmore, too.
Yeah, he's just a movie star now.
Yeah,
he's a movie star. He's a movie star. He's going to win an Emmy. He's going to win an Oscar. Like,
damn.
It's just, the pathway is open for Travis. Like he's going to be a game show host of the century with Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? It's all going to be great.
So funny. It's funny how, like, there were reports, a little less than a year ago, whatever, like, being like, you know, after retirement, Travis Kelce has like a lot of like interest in being in Hollywood, whatever. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, oh, I doubt it.
Like, haha.
No, he has interest.
He's dead fucking serious about it. And this seems to be a new passion of his or a long time passion, perhaps.
Yeah.
And as the sun sets on his football career, not quite yet, but I'd say we're in a 4 or 5 p.m. dusk situation.
I would say so.
And he's just putting all the pieces into place to ensure that he has everything he needs when that is done. And that is him starring in all these movies at once.
I'm very interested to see.
I am too.
What he's going to be like as an actor.
Speaking of Travis and the Kelces in general and their acting careers, did you see the garage beer advertisement with the Kelces, with Jason and Ed? but Travis wasn't there and they had a cardboard cutout of Travis there.
No.
And Jason quote tweeted it and was like, it's so great when we can all get together. And like, Travis is like, takes time out of his busy schedule.
That's cute.
And it's the three of them talking. And the dad's like, well, where's Travis? He's like, Travis is right here. Like, what do you mean? It's hilarious.
That's
Jason
really
Kelsey
funny.
Has like a new garage beer. Are they,
I saw that garage beer.
Or are they beer? Or
I thought
beer?
It was beer.
I think it's
yeah.
beer.
Yeah. I think it's I'm beer. Not garage
sure.
beer.
Yeah. Which yeah. is really funny and smart.
Like, yeah,
I think
it is
that's
smart.
That's whoever came up with that. If it was them, that's great. But yeah, so Taylor wrapped up her her European tour.
Yeah,
she's out of Europe, and you know what I realized? She's been gone. She's been gone for so long.
So like, long.
She was in Asia and everything mm-hmm. at the beginning of the year. Home for like 2 months, Grammys and Torture Poets time, mm-hmm. and then she was off, and she's been over there since Paris. Imagine if you'd been
yeah.
there. If we had been like literally the day before we
I
were there,
even
was
think
her first
about
show.
That.
Imagine if we got to Paris and we never left.
That's I would love that.
Still at the restaurant? Yeah, I am.
Yeah. No, but that like, is crazy. Like
a crazy amount of time to be away from home.
Yeah,
to be away
yeah.
from your like friends and family being so close. And
I wonder what the
boyfriend
first thing she's gonna do when she gets back to the States.
I like to probably take a fucking nap.
That's what I would
you know?
Thinking too.
Like, I have this shirt on also for today. Take a fucking nap. Like I'd want to take a nap. I'd want to watch some TV. I'd
yeah,
want to like
catch
eat
up.
A bunch of snacks and yeah. like get drunk maybe.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
definitely
just
get
go
drunk.
Crazy. Did you see the cutie little Eras Tour stage cake?
Yes, I
with
did
the cupcakes.
See that.
We are,
bringing
we are
out,
the cupcakes.
Yeah, bringing.
It's like a little.
Very cute.
It's really sweet. It looks like some kind of rap party after the fact. The stage is made of cake and the audience is made of little mini cupcakes, which is so cute. Oh, wait. Speaking of, this completely reminded me. We have our t-shirts.
Oh, my God.
Our t-shirts have been here. Should I go get them?
Yeah, go get them. Slay.
Okay, back. Woo, woo, back.
Oh, my God. How'd you do that?
Whoa, it's so nuts. Anyway, so now we have two t-shirts. And obviously, this one is perfect to go on
yes,
sale.
Yes, yes.
For us, it is. It says, just Taylor Watch on the. Oh, God. Oh. I didn't hit me, though. It says Taylor Watch on the front.
Ooh.
And then on the back, it says, send home the horses and the rodeo reputation clowns.
Wow.
Cute, right?
And their comfort colors.
And their comfort
which
colors,
is
which is
huge.
Everybody knows
they're
the comfort color t-shirt is the
best. Very good quality t-shirts.
Hold this one.
I really like this the back of this one.
Me too. I love it. It's got the snake there too
yes.
as well.
And then,
super cute. And then this one, this is more for football girlies. We're talking about Travis, obviously. We have Taylor Watch. We got the stage, which is what made me think of it, the cupcakes.
Yes.
And yeah, it just looks like a little football play.
Very cute.
But on the Eras Tour stage.
And then the back.
And then the back is, of course, 13.
Love.
Fun. So,
also
so yeah,
comfort colors.
Excited. Also comfort colors,
yes.
yeah. Oh, and this one feels like, maybe it's just this specifically, feels like kind of thick for some reason. Do you feel? Maybe it's the.
Oh, yeah, it does feel a little thicker.
It's nice.
Ooh.
Anyway, so those are that. That's the Eras Tour cake and cupcakes reminded us of that. And they will be on sale for everybody to get and indulge and clown with us.
Yay!
If you so choose.
Wait, also, I can't believe you didn't even mention this right away. Florence coming
oh
out.
Oh, my God. Well, right. I thought
we didn't get any questions, and I don't think we got any questions about Florence, honestly.
That's crazy. Okay,
yeah.
So let's break down then a little bit of the concert before we get in. So
yeah.
So the concert, obviously, last night, very emotional, tons of surprises, despite the fact that, you know, everybody was clowning for Reputation a little bit. She delivered in every other way possible.
Yeah.
It was insane. During during the show, during the Tortured Poets Department section,
yep.
after So High School, all of a sudden, surprise, surprise, up from the floor.
You can beat the heat if you beat the charges too. I can't even
Florence
imagine.
Florence Welch comes up
oh,
from the mist with the green, and that must have been the green they were practicing
yeah, yeah,
with.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if we talked about that or not, how she was oh, yeah. There were rumors that she was practicing late, like
from
Sunday
like
night.
8 p.m. or like from like 8 p.m. to like
2 a.m.
Like
or something,
yeah, something crazy like
on
that
on Sunday before.
And everyone's
she
like,
did
"Oh,
the shows
so it's
again.
Definitely the announcement." Little
right.
did they know she's actually making full new choreography
yep.
for the day for the next day.
Yep, full new choreography, including Florence, her mm-hmm. coming on stage. And by the way, Florence's voice
oh.
out of control. I have heard like. Clips of her singing live and stuff, but to be honest, like I, you know, I've never seen her live.
I love
their music. Have you really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was
in,
transcendent.
Like front row for at Gov Ball because I waited front row for Drake, so I like stayed in the same
Smart.
Spot for like 12 hours. And
Smart.
Florence and the Machine was before Drake, and oh my God,
that's
was it.
Unbelievable.
Like I felt like my soul ascended into heaven.
It's
and
something about her voice is really just and that's how I feel when I listen to the song and the music. But to be honest, when I listen to Florida, which is a song that we love.
Yeah.
remember when we heard it the first time, we really loved it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people have mixed feelings. But the song, her voice on the song kind of sounds like, almost like she's, people sometimes say this in a bad way, but I'm not saying it in a bad way. It sounds like she's underwater. Like it sounds ethereal in like a, she sounds like a siren to me. Like when I think siren, you know, I think of Florence Welch.
Yeah,
for some
reason.
Like I think that she just is.
She
like
she totally has that
something
like
something about her.
Yeah,
voice.
Like medieval. Yeah.
Like I almost thought that she had overlaid like her own voice with a like a higher version of her own voice. Mm. You know, like it sounds so like something about the way that it sounds, and I didn't expect it to sound exactly like that.
It's crazy.
It live.
Yeah.
And she just, oh my god, it blew me away.
Yeah.
Absolutely blew me away. So exciting.
They both looked so good. Like and they just. Yeah,
her
I don't
hair
know.
Looked amazing. Gosh,
her hair
the
looked
best
amazing.
Hair.
The choreography was so good.
Did you see the sweet hugs with her and Florence gave Andrea and Scott? Like she came back to the VIP section,
I saw that.
And it was just these like super heartfelt, like family hugs.
That's
you know
really
what I mean?
Nice.
Just a really sweet thing. So I don't know what went down in Florida with all these people, but it seems like something. And remember, Emma Stone's credited on that song too, or something.
Yeah.
So she's involved somehow. But
it was
I just think
amazing performance. People were freaking the fuck out, and understandably so.
As they should.
Yeah. And lucky. And it's just also kind of a shocker that didn't happen in Florida.
Well, so I, people were saying online that, agreed, shocked it didn't happen in Florida. Totally expected it to be in Florida. But they're saying it's funny that she says it now because the song is all about like getting the fuck out of where you are and going to Florida, and Florida's next.
Right.
Like, next
that
on
does,
the thing.
Okay, right.
So that's
that does
cool.
make sense. That makes
but
sense.
But I have a feeling like they performed it here and then maybe they will perform it in Florida just the same.
Yeah.
Like why come up with all that choreography and all the, you know, bells and whistles for just one show?
That's true.
So I'm hoping that she makes another appearance, perhaps maybe when we're there.
That would be crazy.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
That would be crazy.
So Florence came out, brought the fucking house down, and then Taylor went to do surprise songs. I still had my clown makeup on at this point, and I continued to have it when she brought out Jack Antonoff. Again.
Yeah, that was like, I was like, oh shit.
No, I really was like, okay,
and then
this is the moment.
I was like, they're definitely going to do Getaway Car, no doubt in my mind.
Which they did.
And then I was like, oh, like Getaway Car into the Rep TV announcement? Like,
right?
I don't know. But no, it was just, they did Death by a Thousand Cuts, mashed up with Getaway Car. Mm-hmm. And
which, like, what a combo.
Oh,
like,
love.
She was calling it the Jack medley.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
I
she
loved.
Was like, our favorite songs that we wrote together.
Yeah.
And then they recreated their, like, little viral Getaway Car moment when he's like, I'm in the Getaway Car. Mm-hmm. And I'm losing my
something. Yeah.
So the money in a bag, and I stole the key. I love
that.
That
was the last
part.
Time you ever saw me.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
They, you know, not to brag, but like I didn't have FOMO because I already I had that experience the first time it ever happened, MetLife Night One,
when
they did Getaway Car and they did recreate, and then also sang Maroon. People
forget,
but I was like, I couldn't believe that they did it again. That's exciting. Of course they did it
cute.
Again. Like,
yeah.
That's so fun. It's so sweet. Like, Jack being there, I'm sure meant the world to her.
Yeah.
And so it was all really exciting stuff. And then she sat down and set her piano on fire one final time and sang So Long, London.
God, it sent
not
chills
a
down my spine.
So I did have the boots on the ground. Charles was there. Charles said that the entire place was just like, he was like, I don't know if it's, he had never been before. And he was like, I don't know, you know, it's the whole place, like she felt really emotional, like everything about it felt so emotional. I was like, of course it did.
Yeah.
It's like the last show, it's like
last
this whole
show
thing.
In London, last night in London, it's London means so much to her. It's
absolutely,
it's definitely like an emotional night, and more in just like in a love perspective, in a life perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could feel it even through the screen.
Without question.
Yeah.
So the whatchamacallit, the performance itself was extremely moving, wonderful, and I think just totally wraps it up, you know, put a nice little bow on it. And she's just, wow. You know, just wow.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it led into Midnight's doing the whole thing. And then we get the music video for I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, which is basically, I would say, like a behind the scenes, like documentary style video. And really well done. Super fun and cute.
I saw something interesting. I don't know if it's true. It was just like a tweet. And it was like, she always closes off her eras with like, behind the scenes music video. So like Red, I forget, 1999 was like New Romantics, that was like concert footage, And then I forget what Red was and like all these other air. And then Fearless was, I think she literally Fearless. And then they did the concert stuff. So like
Blank
people
Space
think
had one
that
too.
This is like that I Can Do It with Broken Heart. Like it ends.
Got it.
I think that's, or it says 1989 was.
It could be anything.
New Romantics.
I just know that there was behind the scenes footage of Blank Space and at the end of the Blank Space video.
Oh, okay. No, yeah. This is just fully like the music video is the concert footage.
Got it.
Like,
got it.
The behind the scenes and the concert.
You know? Oh, I'll have to go and look and see all those because I don't, off the top of my head, I'm not really thinking about them. The you know, All Too Well 10-minute version or the All Too Well short film maybe is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, maybe.
For that. But yeah, no, I think that there's a lot on the horizon. I think that this, it was so cute and fun. I think we saw a lot of clips where she was wearing outfits that we saw in the like YouTube short that she put out forever ago. We saw Travis in the background watching her practicing.
Was it really him?
Was it really him? Great. Good question. Like, yeah. I have no idea. But it was like a
blurry guy with like maybe a beard in the
how
way
did
back.
People, like, right. How did they like come to know that? I think people like went in reverse because she had been with him other times where she's wearing those outfits, like the outfit that she wore to Coachella, she was also like performing.
Yeah.
The outfit that she was wearing playing pickleball with the Kansas City racket, she was wearing that like while practicing. Yeah. So it's like, I really don't know, but it's
fun
so and
funny
silly.
How people like point out like the blurry man in the back, and they're like, "That's definitely
they're like
Travis."
It's Travis. Yeah. I'm like, "Is it?"
Yeah.
But if you look in the background, it's like three guys back there, and they do all look like football players.
Yeah,
like,
they
I don't
do.
Know if they actually are. Like, we don't know who they could be. It could be like Ross, Travis, and fucking you know somebody else.
Yeah.
But who knows? And maybe Travis will tell us one day because he's the one that spills the tea. On
Wait,
those
oh my god,
things.
That just reminded me that I had a really vivid dream that Taylor came on our show. Yeah, I know.
Love
and
that.
And it was like really vivid, and she was walking in high heels, and we were both sitting here like really, really nervous.
Was
and then
in
like
this
as
room?
She opened the door at the dream, I woke up. Fuck. She was like about to come into this room. But I was thinking like, damn, like
we would never have her in this room.
No, we would never do that.
So okay. So but the idea of her coming and opening the door and coming to us, she's on her way.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, I think she was sending me a sign.
Didn't I have a dream similar to
that? Yeah, you did.
Yeah, yeah. What was it?
I don't know. I think it was the same. Like, we were having her on the show or something, or Travis came on the show.
Yeah,
something. I don't remember.
I can't remember either. It was a while ago. But yeah, no, listen, we're both, obviously, we're dreaming big, literally. But we also are very intuitive, and it just sounds like she's going to be clackling down the halls in her heels. Maybe
any minute now.
Maybe in her Reputation boots, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
You know? Which you pointed out in the video.
I know, and I think.
Maybe an Easter egg. I think you could be right. Although, I don't know what those, we don't know really what those boots ever looked
like. I don't
know.
Some people were saying that we've already seen those boots. So I was like, oh, fuck, did
but
we?
Where?
They were like, they're her winter boots. And I was like, what? I don't remember her wearing different boots.
Neither do I. I always. But, I never have noticed her like that video of their winter boots. People, we are so crazy as a fan. Like that's crazy. Oh no! Those are her winter boots, and we're like, oh well, of course. That's so insane.
I know. I was like, wait, what?
So insane. Like, but no. So I always thought like the intro to Rep where she's walking when it's on the screen. Mm. Those boots that she's wearing there, we've never seen on the stage, which is why people are always like, there has to be another outfit because those are different boots.
Yeah.
Unless those are the boots and she wore them in the winter and we just never saw or never noticed.
Yeah, I guess like, I never noticed. I don't know. But like there was like a lot of people being like, we've already seen these boots. Like, I don't know why.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
so,
I have. Not.
I thought I was onto something.
No,
yeah.
They were new to me.
Yeah.
And I'm with you.
Thank
I think
you.
It could be. I think it could be something there. There's something there with that for
Maybe
sure.
Maybe they're just being haters.
You know why? Because I think I would have like I'm always on that Taylor Swift style. That, like,
I know.
Even
I
the
like
costumes.
I'm
very interested in
before.
Who does all of our costumes. And so we would know. Like I would have seen those boots and probably try to buy them, you know, like
they are very you.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
I love them. You know, you can't. They're all her costume stuff. It's all made by like Louboutin. And,
yeah, like custom and, Roberto, you know, Cavalli,
Versace and stuff.
Yeah.
They make all her clothes.
Who makes the bodysuits? It's like Mohair. Is that hair? Mohaired? I don't know.
I don't know how to pronounce it either.
Yeah,
it's
like Zahir Mouad. Mourad.
That is a, that's something that I just was, right.
Oh, wait.
She just made. They just made
the
new
boots.
Midnights.
The boots just came up on my.
Wait, shut up. The boots we were just talking
on
about.
On Taylor Swift's style.
Shut up. Oh, she posted them. Oh,
we previously saw Taylor wear these boots in behind the scenes images thanks to her Time Person of the Year feature in December 2023.
Got
During
it.
During rehearsals, Taylor will often wear similar shoes in order to get a feel for the height and physicality of the shoes she
for
wears
sure.
to perform on stage. Okay.
From their fall collection to appear to be a riff on the custom Gael boots she actually wears during her midnight section of the set list. Exactly. Okay.
Okay. So that, they're not special boots.
No, they're
God
not special
boots.
And
it.
They're also not snakes, by the way. I fully thought they were snakes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're
I thought
not
they were just
even,
like a little candy cane moment.
No, yeah. They, well, you know, maybe she's using them for the Christmas special that we're all waiting on still. Everybody, that was another rumor going around being like, flashing red and green Christmas special.
Yeah,
and I was like,
God.
Honestly, yeah, I'd love that. Yeah. Like, that sounds amazing. With Travis, like, we've been talking about forever. With Travis and Jason, like,
yeah,
in the,
yeah, in the
everybody's
Christmas
singing a little silver bells
yeah,
around the fire.
That.
Oh, I would love it. Mm. You know what I wanted to say about Taylor's outfits and all the outfits we're seeing in this video is that it's incredible how she literally is just like us. Like, all of these outfits, that big boob denim dress.
Oh, yeah.
Whiskey is the brand. I have another thing from that because
oh, really?
I got it from an Instagram ad. Like, she's just a bitch who, like, she'll see it on Instagram and be like, "Ooh, I like that."
That's
and
funny.
Buys it
yeah.
just like the rest of us. Same with the purple
the big
skirt.
Boob dress is hilarious.
The big boob dress. I mean, it's just like, oh, I can't wait until it comes in. It's a padded
yeah.
dress, apparently, by the way.
It's
this
what?
Is a padded, dress.
Oh,
yeah, which
go.
Is why I'm like, well, I always love a workout dress that has
yeah.
like boobs in it already for me because I need that. But so we'll see how it looks. I won't look like Taylor, but I could maybe look like it. Then, yeah, like all these, the skirts are pop flex. She loves pop flex.
Yeah.
You know,
she wore like TikTok, like the booty TikTok leggings.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
yeah.
she's just, it's so fun. Yeah, yeah, there they are. The Booty by Brands chrome leggings. Like yeah. that's fucking hilarious that she buys the same shit we do. I told you the Hilaria that she wore.
Yep.
It just really, I love it. I think it's so funny. I think it's very, it's like one of the most down to earth
things
that she does is like she gets got by Instagram
yeah.
shop things as well. And TikTok shop stuff. And
it's
so
bad now. My Instagram ads are so bad.
They're so tailored to me perfectly that
it's crazy.
I have to actively be like, bitch, stop it. Like,
I know.
Stop. You have no room in your house. And also you're spending money like a freak. Like, just relax for a minute. Like, you don't have to buy something new every single day.
No, every day.
Stop.
No, you're spending money like a freak is literally my motto. No, yeah.
It's sick.
Yeah.
Like, it's like.
It's disturbing.
It's like I'm brand new. It's like I was just born. Like,
yeah.
bitch, this is how you got in a little bit of financial trouble a couple years ago. Let's not pull yourself down that hole again. Like, we're not going back to the poorhouse. I'm not going back. To
no,
eating
not like Miss Peaches.
No, I no,
yeah,
no,
no.
I tasted freedom.
Yeah,
and I can't go back.
You can't go back.
Can't go
I
back.
I get that.
I'm not having peanut butter and jellies for dinner again. Like, I can't do that again.
I know. I'm kind of in that phase. I've been eating a lot of mac and cheese, Annie's white cheddar.
You know what
mac
though?
Cheese.
It's good. That's a good phase to go through.
It's
Listen,
so good. It's
and you'll
so
come
cheap.
Out on the other side, and then you won't ever want to go back.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
what happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Taylor, she's just like us. I think that the video is super fun, really
so
great idea, extremely well edited. Like
yeah.
when she's doing the moves and then the
I
transition to
the transition when the, she does the point to toe and then it's transitions
and it's totally
to the
different.
Next.
Yeah,
she's love
the same
that.
Exact.
Love
it's
that.
Awesome.
And
so
I love the behind the scenes of like the stage production, like
oh
she
yeah.
gets pulled on
yes.
that thingy underneath the stage is so
pulled
cool.
on the thing, the inside of her cleaning cart,
yeah,
is
the inside with the little cat.
It's not a cleaning cart, it's a cleaning home.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what people are saying.
And they
hilarious.
Have like little cat like figurines
yeah.
in there. So
I bet
cute.
She got them like on tour. Like that looks
oh,
like a
sure,
souvenir.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like this just oh god.
I mean, hey, if you're sitting in there for like 20-30 minutes before the show
right.
you might as well fucking have it seem a little
hang
homemade.
Out have
yeah.
some lights in there
yeah
the lights being inside there is something that like of course there are lights in there
yeah.
but in my head I was like
no,
oh
I was,
no
she's sitting in the
she's sitting
black.
In the dark like no it's like a little chariot for her
yeah.
like it's not a it's not literally a cleaning cart like
yeah.
in my head I was like oh she's like literally squeezing
like a
in
broom and
yeah
a
yeah
between.
She's like squeezing in yeah. amongst the bucket like
yeah.
she's just gonna pop out
she has
like
a
no.
queen size bed
yeah.
and some figurines
and a comfy seat
an AC unit
probably a mirror, some
yeah.
lip gloss,
yeah.
like
yeah.
water. Like I bet it's like a literally like a trailer, but a,
yeah.
a mini version.
That's funny.
It's so hilarious.
But I was also thinking with the behind the scenes when the 1989 era, and you know she comes out with and they show the behind the stage when the door is open.
Mm-hmm.
When you're the dancer and like you got to go through that doorway on the bike.
Yeah,
that's a that's
that
a
is
really
so
narrow,
hard.
Like,
yes.
thing to pass through on a bicycle.
Well, you notice that's why they like start so far back. Did you notice
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
or at least
yeah.
I would have to. I'd have to start like a mile away.
No, literally.
It's, like, to get it going, because I'd be wobble wobble no, all the
I
way
know.
Up in there, and they look so great, so good and normal,
so graceful. Good for them.
I wonder if they
practice that on the actual stage, or if they practice it like on the fake stage that they show.
They
you
probably
know what
do
I mean?
Both. Like, I bet they do fit the fake stage to get it down. But then, you know, when they do rehearsals, like during the day before the shows themselves, like I'm sure they practice through the, you know.
So crazy.
It's not, but I wonder if it's, if like different people do it because, like,
different dancers each time?
Yeah. Like, do, or is it the same dancers?
I would have
on
to
the,
think it's the same because it's the muscle memory of it. So,
for
like,
sure.
You don't have to worry about like the other person.
Although,
not,
you know, what if
up?
Something happens and someone gets sick or whatever
That's
and someone
true.
Has to step in? Like, because I feel like the, I think specifically about the boxes and during Reputation when all their different eras are in there. I think that they like switch it up sometimes. Like
I think
some of them
so
wear different
too.
Costumes
yeah.
and
yeah.
stuff. So maybe they like all have to be able to perform all the parts, you know?
That's probably true.
You know?
Yeah.
I think that would be interesting. We'll have to ask one of these days. I would love one of these days. I think once the tour is over, we've been talking about this. I think once the tour is over, people will be more willing to like chit chat. And I would love to have any of those precious dancers.
Oh my God,
on.
Any.
It just would be so fun to pick their brains. Like what an exciting exciting
There's
job.
So
like,
much I
want to
know.
Job.
Yeah.
Same.
I wouldn't want to be on bike duty and I wouldn't want to be on orb duty.
No, I wouldn't either. I'd be worried to drop the orb.
Oh, I would drop
Imagine.
The orb.
Imagine. It would roll off. Like it would roll off the edge.
Or like
into the crowd.
Throw it too high and like
For
lands
sure.
on someone.
The crowd would go. Imagine if a fucking orb rolled off the stage. The crowd would go insane.
Crazy.
Like it would be.
Someone would die.
No, they
to
would
jump for it.
100%.
Yeah, there'd be
like,
there
someone
would
be
like
trampled.
A human pile.
Yes. Someone
whatever.
Would be trampled.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to know what they're made of. Like, are they soft? Are they?
Yeah, good question.
You know, like, because have you seen those orbs?
They
that
look
you can,
heavy,
like,
kind of.
They look, yeah, right?
Yeah.
But I think it might be optical illusion. And the way that they move them,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
the way they're moving just makes it look heavy. But, you know those orbs that you can put, like, you know, in the pool? Like, they're
yeah,
solar.
Yeah, yeah.
And you, like, put them in the pool. Like, I bet they're like that. But,
yeah, probably.
But, you know? But I don't know. I'd have to see one up close.
Just way too much pressure. On
too much.
Stage in front of 90,000 people, you got to catch that orb.
You know what I wouldn't role I would not want, or and someone I admire greatly for doing it flawlessly all the time is Jan when he does in Fortnite when he the tilted bed or whatever.
Yeah,
I think that is like when he has to go across and she has to move like that. To me, looks so it's like so dangerous.
Yeah.
That I would just fall out. Like I don't think that I have
they
bad
really
balance.
Like put their life on the
they
line.
Really
low-key.
Do. I don't think I have bad balance. But then when I'm in like you know if you're on a stage like that in front of all those people and you like can't fuck up, I would definitely fall. Like,
oh
it's just
yeah,
a,
totally.
It's so much pressure and they're so cool.
And they
under
have to
pressure.
Do the big fucking fans and they have
right.
to have people like
they're
help
so
them.
Strong.
Yeah,
I know.
God.
Also, Jan, remember that time that. What?
You just call me Jan?
No. About Jan.
Oh.
No, with Jan.
Because you're like, also Jan.
That time that Jan.
Yeah, yes.
When she. Yeah.
I was like, oh, I was aghast.
I did comment on his Instagram yesterday. He's been on the been on the brain. He, he put some shit like, you know, they're all teasing Reputation.
Looking sexy.
And, of course, looking sexy, but they were all teasing Reputation. He said something, and I was like, what do you, tell us what you know.
I know, one of the Natalie's was like, are you ready
I know,
for it? I'm
I was
like, you bitch.
Same thing. I was like, stop it. Yeah. So, but no, when they did that Fortnite thing, the bed thing, and she was supposed to come down from that pillar,
and it didn't,
and he had to, like, cradle her off the stage like in Midnight Rain.
Yeah.
And I just thought that's awesome. So they're just all so professional. They're so good at their
jobs. Yeah, they really are. Like,
did you see Cam fall?
Yeah, Cam falling was
Poor
so
Cam.
Funny.
But he was hilarious about it. He was up so quick. Nobody, it's like, no one saw. No one look, don't look at that.
I always love when people fall like that and they
hilarious.
Just bounce right back up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then he just got right back
flawlessly
into his spot.
Back into
yeah.
She didn't even notice. Like, she didn't even see it happen out of the
his
corner of her eye. It's
Instagram
hilarious.
Instagram caption was so funny.
It was. I loved it.
Let me see if I can find it really quick. He was like,
such a good sport about it.
He always, he said, you see how I did it, trip boss lady, when I ate shit last night? Very mindful, very demure.
Yeah.
So funny.
It's
I
hilarious.
Love
it's just, yeah, it's so good. But too, it's whenever you see people like that who work so hard and do so well, say they like fall or something, it's not like, I wasn't like embarrassed. It's just like, oh, and then you move
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you
like,
oh, yeah.
And that's literally it. Like, it's not
at
even
the end of
a,
the day, like, you have to. There's
Things
human
happen.
Error.
Yeah, of
like,
course.
Yeah, like
of course.
You can't
like,
be
we know you know
that.
We know you
time.
Know it.
Yeah,
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 yeah. But yeah, I'm trying to think all the extra stuff before we get into the voicemails and everything.
Yeah.
I think that was the most.
Yeah, we're gonna be breaking down more stuff because
there's a lot. Yeah, we don't want to talk about too much because
there's
a lot of
good
voicemails
and DMs and stuff. So do you want to jump into?
Yeah, let's just jump into.
All
it.
Right, let's do it.
We'll keep talking about the concerts.
Yeah.
Because you know, if we can sit here talking, we'll talk about all of it before we even hear from anybody.
Okay, this one we kind of talked about a little bit.
Hello, Kelly and Gia. It is the eve of 820, known as the next newest clown history day. I will say, according to my Swift alert, I really didn't clown that much. Maybe a little sprinkle here and there. Personally, also, I was like, okay, maybe. But I was also one of those people that was like, I'm going to laugh at all the people, low-key, who are disappointed that she didn't. Because in what way was she going to? That's just me, though. I, for one, cannot process the fact. And we are, I feel like no one really is like, she just whipped Florida out of nowhere. Just whipped it out and was like, last night, see ya.
And then that's the so music true.
Video, yeah. She really did.
The music video. People were leaving. Okay, but knowing Wembley, I would also leave because of how bad the traffic and the foot traffic is. But at that point, it's the final night and you just choose, like, both of with no context. Not with no context. Like, the music video, like, okay, surprise. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to leave. I'm literally leaving you guys with this. In Florida, again, she just is keep extending it. Like, it's a four-hour show at this point.
Yep.
Do you think she's going to leave it for Miami? I really hope. I'm going to be jealous if you guys do. I really hope you guys get to Miami to be able
Thank
to
you.
See that.
Thank you.
Because
we will.
I cannot process that.
One of these
that.
Days.
Thinking of you, Kelly, Miss Rep Queen Stan.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you. Thank you for that. No, it's so true. Like,
I
it
do
was such
wonder
a...
if she'll... Sorry, you
no,
go.
No, no. Keep in Miami?
Yeah.
I kind of think that she will. Like, I can't see a world where, I mean, I you know, we could see every world. But if they put all that work into it, and at least for, like, one more show. Like,
yeah.
I think that, you know, doing it the one time was tremendous and exciting and whatever. But, like, kind of a waste not to do it in, not to do it in
do
Florida.
Do you think she keeps bringing out Flo?
Great question. I feel, what is that performance without Flo?
I agree.
You need her. And
you
I,
need
and
her.
I love the song. But that
yeah,
song
you
alone
need her
without
voice
Florence.
On it.
Need,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I want
agree.
Florence. I yeah. want Florence.
So do
Which,
you
again,
think
would be crazy. Think we could get Florence?
You think we could get Florence again
Maybe.
To do it in Miami?
Maybe. Wouldn't
I mean,
that be crazy?
Flo may have an open schedule.
Flo might have an open schedule, and yeah. she might be more than willing. And yeah. she might have a taste for the Eras tour now. Mm-hmm. She might be like, ooh, this
yeah,
is
like,
a, this
I
is a
do
drug
this
I can get down
yeah,
with.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
Which is amazing. Thank you also for thinking of me. And I do want to say, I have people, not very many, because I think people now finally get the fucking thing. Like, they get that we're just being dramatic and
yeah.
whatever. This is this whole thing, reputation, like the clowning, whatever, it's all jokes and fun. And Taylor is in on the jokes and fun, so much so that she is like teasing us on purpose. Her dancers are in on it. Mm-hmm. Everyone's dicking around. So when we say, like, you know, I'm disappointed, but we'll move on, whatever.
Yeah.
We're not literally disappointed.
No,
like,
we don't care.
Obviously, she put on the show of a lifetime. She brought out Florence Welch. She has Jack Antonoff on stage. She sang three of her best songs in her catalog.
Yeah.
Crowd favorites. Like, literally, it's still the fucking Eras Tour. Like,
yeah.
I am. I'll speak for myself. I'm not trying out here being like, you know, I'm not the crowd chanting more. I'm not being like a total bitch about it.
No,
like, I know, it's
no.
Complete...
I'm not like pissed off at her
no.
or anything. Like,
I have people, I have like virtue
fun.
Signalers coming after me being like, it's just these kind of videos make me so upset. Taylor
no,
works
people,
so
yeah.
hard. I'm like,
why are
her
you always
dancers
so greedy?
Were teasing on purpose. Like, they, she wants
and
this.
Also,
so
it's
when
our
it does
job
drop, right, it's
to,
our job.
Yeah.
But also, when it does drop, that's like, this anticipation is being built up so high that
yes.
it's going to be fucking crazy. And
yes.
that is the name of the game,
yes.
by the way. So you're welcome
yeah.
for increasing the hype. Like, that's like the whole thing. So, but I don't want anybody to think that, you know, we're those people that are like, like, we didn't get what we
yeah.
wanted.
No,
fuck Taylor
no,
now.
Never,
like, no, 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 no.
Never
that's not the vibe.
Years.
And we're all, it's
it
all fun. It's all jokes.
It could have been a normal all through Eras Tour
yeah.
last night. And I feel like it's still the fucking Eras Tour.
It's still the fucking
like,
Eras
it's
Tour.
It's still
yeah.
amazing. It's still the best. Like, there's no still. Like, it
yes.
is. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, yeah, I see those comments too. Sometimes people
yeah.
being like, oh, you guys are so greedy. Like, whatever. And it's
yeah.
just like, no, like, we're talking about it because you guys are talking about it.
Right.
And we're just having fun with it.
We're all having fun. We're all in on it. Like,
yeah.
again, including Taylor. Like,
if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
She wouldn't have her dancers posting stills specifically from the Reputation parts of the tour,
yeah.
all of them at the same time, if she wasn't fucking with us on purpose. Like,
yeah.
it's supposed to be fun for the fandom. Like, it's supposed to show how crazy we are. It's supposed to show, like, we're all, it's all fun. We're all hanging out. We're all crazy in this house.
Exactly.
And that's what's, like, fun about it. So don't misunderstand.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Florence thing, I mean, wow. What a shock. And then leaving the show and not so me not seeing that, I guess I didn't really literally didn't miss anything. Like I would have had to.
Yeah, no, you didn't miss
anything.
I probably
wouldn't have seen it on the live stream. Or yeah. Maybe if one of the streams was going.
I stopped watching after the surprise songs, and then I got a notification like that there's something on the screen. Oh, so wow. Then I went back on, and then got there was it. Just like the got music it. Video. And people in the background being like, what is this?
What's going on? Yeah. Speaking of Swift Alert, I actually did really well on the top end of a Swift Alert.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, to the point where I was like, wow, okay, I really am like I'm she's clowning. Like, Swift Alert made me clown harder.
Wait, how many points?
I got, let's say, 79 points.
Wow.
I know.
Wait, that's a lot.
I know. So I got the lover bodysuit right. Yeah. I got the man jacket. I got the guitar right.
Hell
so the,
yeah.
So I was hot off the uh-huh. top. I said, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Tiger Stripes, I got that wrong. Mm. I wanted that. I got the t-shirt wrong, the Speak Now dress wrong, Reputation wrong, obviously, sensitive. Everything else wrong. Oh, except for Tortured Poets, I got the Who's Afraid.
Nice.
Because you know, it says you should be all over, yeah, whatever. Yeah. I got that one right, so I got a couple points. I got the surprise song dress correct.
Nice.
And then I said she's going to play Getaway Car.
Mm.
And I also said Dancing With Our Hands Tied.
Okay, I like that. I love that combo.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And it said, you know, Death by Thousand Cuts and Getaway Car. Mm. And then on piano, I said So Long London, obviously.
Yeah.
And It's Time to Go, but she ended up just playing So Long London. So yeah. I got all those points. And yeah, so, but then for some reason, so I got 16 points here, 16 here, and then 14 here for my surprise songs. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't really understand how they do the scoring.
I don't
honestly.
Either, really. And then I got 4 points because I said, yes, she's going to make a special announcement. It just wasn't the one that I thought.
Yeah.
And then, will any of the surprise songs mention London in the lyrics? And I said, yes.
Yes.
And that was me. So check me out.
Slay it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Damn, I can't score above like 30.
Usually I can't either. That's why I was running hot. I was
hell
like,
yeah.
Woo,
good for you.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Swift Alert. They said that they're going to be doing something fun in the interim as well. I don't know what, but keep your eyes peeled. I don't know. Keep your noties on for them. They're great. They work hard for us, and we talk about them all the time.
Yeah,
so
they slay.
We'll always shout
them
out.
I have my notifications on for them, too.
Yeah, so do I. I don't have notifications on for anything, but I do for them.
Sorry, no, I just saw this. He says, Adam Sandler says Happy Gilmore 2 starts filming in a couple weeks with a cast that includes Travis Kelce and a juicy part for Benny Safdie. Travis has mentioned wanting to be in it, so we have something nice for Travis. He's gonna come by. He's a very nice guy. You guys would love him in real life. What a big handsome guy, funny and cool as hell. He's a stud and he's so funny. That's what Adam Sandler
said. It sounds like Adam Sandler is like,
yeah,
I love
damn,
him.
Adam Sandler.
He's so funny and cool and hot.
Absolute
and a stud.
Stud, big guy, so handsome. Oh my God.
Keep it in
big
your pants, Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Taylor, can you fight? Yeah. Like, damn.
That's
so
really
hilarious.
Funny.
Oh, that's good. Well, of course, everybody always has nice things to say for the most part these days, minus me back in the day.
Okay, let's do the next one.
Y'all.
Oh.
Wow. I really wanted. I really wanted a full documentary, and I'm so excited about this music video because maybe it means that there is one.
I think there's got to be.
But also, I just am left wanting more, and I realize that I am a parody of exactly what she's saying in that song, which is, we're just shouting more. Mm-hmm. But also, what if there was a whole documentary?
No, but like, there's clearly some footage left on the cutting room floor.
Yeah,
like,
no,
can't
clearly
we just...
there's a lot of behind the footage scenes. I mean, that to me, the music video is just like a little bit of a teaser.
No, totally. Like, that was basically
that...
a trailer.
Yeah,
like, that was a I Can Do It With Broken Heart music video is a trailer for the future Eras Tour documentary, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I can't wait. Honestly, like, this was the announcement in my head. But
completely.
Yeah, no.
Showing her doing a little bit of stuff under the stage and everything, though, that was like so appreciated. Like, I was curious about that stuff. So
that's
the main reason I want the documentary, is to see how it worked, like how they did it all.
No,
you know,
exactly. I literally just want to know every little detail about how it started, how she picked the songs. Like, I don't want to know about like whatever. The Eras Tour has so many unanswered questions, and it's the biggest tour in the world. Like, I want to know how that idea even became. You
absolutely.
Know? Like,
right.
Let's do
the,
let's
I want,
do.
I want to go all the way back to like the how she does in the thing where she says that she's going to come out with new albums and it's this amount of songs and whatever, where she's in like the big boardroom and she's like, okay, guys, I'm going to put on a tour and it's called the Eras Tour.
Yeah.
I want to
start
there. Like,
yeah,
I want every bit of information after
that. Yeah, me
you
too.
Know?
Me too. And I feel like the music video gave us a good little holdover.
Absolutely.
Until then, because yeah, I really do appreciate her giving us those behind the scenes stage stuff, because it's mm-hmm. so interesting to see how it works. Like the fact that she gets pulled on a pulley under the stage. Yep. It's really so cool.
It is really cool. Also,
but yeah,
too,
I thought we were getting the documentary.
No,
too.
Big time. Yeah, big yeah. time. I was like, well, if it's not Reputation, it's the documentary. Yeah, yeah. But something I thought that the I Can Do It With a Broken Heart video did a great job of showcasing is like the teamwork and the friendship of the dancers and Taylor.
Yeah,
like, I thought that
yeah.
they all look, it looks like such a family. You yeah, know? Like, everyone. They just
yeah,
look
that
so,
is so true.
Like they're all working really hard and stuff. So I liked that part of it. Too,
yeah, that's
which is
really
another reason
so
why
true.
I want to see a big ass documentary, like starring all these people. Like they've all been involved in this in the biggest, most interesting tour of mm-hmm. all time. I'm just fascinated. We're
yeah,
all fascinated.
Yeah, and I want to know like what it's been. Oh God.
I want to know
dancers,
good days.
Like,
I want to know bad days.
Yeah,
I want to
know, like,
know everything.
Like,
what if you get sick?
I guess at the end, like, I want to know, like, what they have planned for after. Or,
sure.
Like, what do you do after doing, like,
are they getting,
Eras
like,
tour?
Job
like,
offers? Are they being
yeah.
like, hey, we've been seeing you on the Eras tour.
Yeah,
like, when,
like,
it, when it's
done,
like, we want you over
for
here.
Lady Gaga.
Like, right. Like, so, Lady Gaga. Yeah, yeah.
See, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Yeah. Who's got the Joker musical coming out soon?
Yeah, so hey,
I'm excited about that. You never know. You never know. She might yeah. have a couple of performances coming.
Yeah,
but yeah, like I'm so interested in that whole thing. But yeah, I think that the, you know, again, if we're being coy and silly, it's like yeah, sure. I thought it was gonna be a documentary. Really
yeah,
would like that.
I know, so but we'll see. I don't think. It would be released or maybe announced or whatever until after the tour.
No way.
Over?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. No. I think it's too far off. There's still so much
There's
time.
There's still so much.
There's
yeah.
Still five stops left.
Yeah.
You know, still like 20
shows,
shows
yeah,
or
something. Like
so
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Lots,
yeah.
Lots left.
Okay.
What the fuck? The London, the last London show just ended and there was no rough announcement.
What
the fuck? The iteration was trolling us all. After the surprise songs, they were like, yeah, we're set too, but the show's not over yet, dot. So I stuck around. I watched all the way until Karma, all the way till Taylor went off stage, hoping maybe they'd put something behind her. No. No. We're all clowns. But here's my theory. Oh, this is Jenny, by the way. Love
Jenny.
Y'all so much.
Hey, Jenny, what's up, girl?
I think, so one of those Easter eggs that was at the TCPD, like, pop-up thing, were the dates September 13th and December 13th.
Of course, we know
and
this.
The VMAs are September 11th. So
true.
And she was nominated for like 8 awards. So like, it wouldn't be that hard to, like, for her to announce it when she won an award there because she's nominated for 8.
Mm-hmm,
so she
yeah.
could announce it on the night of September 11th. And then drop it digital only so that all of these, like, record producers and stuff won't be able to spoil it because,
so
like,
true.
Nothing's gone into production yet. So maybe she'll drop it digitally and then later come out with, like, the vinyl and the CDs. And so maybe all hope is not lost yet for 2024
yeah.
having Rep TV. That's my theory. Love you guys. Goodbye.
Love you, Jenny.
Love you, Jenny. I mean, yeah, I love that theory. We can still clown.
VMAs.
We didn't even really talk about the VMAs. VMAs, yeah,
yo, yeah, she's
up.
Nominated for like 10 awards. Isn't
yeah,
she
is. Yeah. And,
leaf.
And we'll be, yeah, what do you got in there?
There's a leaf in my computer.
Oh, my God, were you
frolicking?
Writing in the,
yeah,
in the meadow?
Oh, you know me.
You just had to take your laptop out
I'm
into
always
the tall
in nature,
grass.
Yeah, you know. No, I don't know what it is. Anyways,
that's crazy. It maybe blew in through the open window.
Yeah, maybe. She's nominated for like 10 VMAs. She announced Midnights
yeah.
at the VMAs.
Right.
So like, it's definitely not a possibility.
Yep.
I give up at this point.
I know.
Like
I don't even
want to.
I don't even feel like clowning for this. Like,
yeah.
if I'll let it be a surprise. Like, if
yes.
if she makes an announcement about a date on September 11th at the, you know, I'll also never forget 9/11. They moved.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, she's gonna take away like
9/11. That's what I'm saying. Like, it just all kind of seems like bad timing. But
yeah.
like. You know, I don't know if I even want those optics now for Taylor.
Yeah, like 9/11.
Girl, don't do it.
I don't think 9/11 is
girl,
the best
do
day
it.
To drop.
I'm going to do it. But they moved the VMAs. That's probably also so annoying. Like, it was originally scheduled on the same night that now the presidential debate is going to be on, which is like the 9th or something.
Yeah.
So if she had, like, done it then and announced it then, we wouldn't run into this 9/11 problem. And then she could have released it on Friday the 13th, which,
right,
of course, we've all talked about. These there's two Friday the 13ths throughout the rest of the year, and it's September and December, her birthday. So, and everybody thinks Reputation and her name for her birthday. It's like, you know, it's just, it's cute, wraps up in a bow. Also, her birthday is a week after the tour officially ends.
Yep.
Overdone. So it just kind of, it fits into the puzzle that we're all making.
Yeah.
I'll be curious to see what happens. Also, people say the VMAs, of course, because that's where the infamous, you know, Kanye West, I'm going to let you finish, but Beyonce had the album of all time. So whenever the VMAs come up.
I always think about it as the Midnight's announcement. Like, that's why people think, because she announced Midnight's at the VMAs. So like, she would announce
another
album.
Oh, no, VMAs is, VMAs and Taylor are synonymous because of that. Because of that.
Oh, no, I know. Oh, but I'm saying, like, people think she's going to announce the album at
because
VMAs,
she
because she's already announced an album at the
right,
VMAs,
right, right.
You know what I mean?
Which she could, but that was a new album. And same with Torture Poets. She announced it at the Grammys.
Yeah,
but I think that she's not announced any of the re-records at like an award show, right? So I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be so sick though if she performs at the VMAs, which nobody has said that she's going to. Mm. But if she were to perform and it's like, I think they say I did something bad, and
that
it's a fucking
cool.
And it's just,
or like
on the air, but then the background is, you know, Reputation Friday.
Yeah,
like, I would
yeah.
shit myself.
Or like it's
I would
like a
die.
She like recreates the Kanye
the moment.
Yeah,
Kanye does have a new album out. I wonder if he'll go.
Ugh,
gross. I hope he doesn't. But if he did, oh my god, if he did, and I'm Taylor, and like I almost okay. This is a I just came up with this all mad. I would like. VMAs, excuse me. Mm. I would like you to nominate Kanye West for an award. And I would like him to win that award, whether he deserves it or not. And I would like him to go up on stage and start, you know, giving some psycho speech.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want Taylor Swift to jump up on that stage, push him off, and say, I'm not going to let you finish. Reputation's out this Friday. And then, they say I did something bad. Why does it feel so good?
It's like all just a setup.
Yeah. Exactly. It's all a setup put on by the VMAs. We all watch because Taylor's there. We watched last year because she was dancing crazy.
Yeah.
That's true. To everybody. Like, we watched. If Taylor wasn't going to the VMAs, I probably wouldn't watch.
Yeah, no, me neither. The VMAs are not what they used to be.
No, they're not. They're still fun. I won't lie. I had fun watching them last year. But, like, they're fun when everyone's there. They're fun when Taylor is there.
Yeah.
And, you know, who knows who's all going to be there this year.
That's true.
Taylor might not. Well, no, she's nominated for a bunch. So she'll go, I guess.
She has to go, right?
I feel like. Yeah, she doesn't really have an excuse. She's not on tour. Because when the other things, when she would win awards, she'd be just wearing her, like, lover bodysuit. It was like, hey, guys, I'm on tour.
Yeah.
Just, you know, sorry. Thanks for this honor.
Okay, let's do one last one since we're kind of on the clown.
Oh, perfect.
Hey, Kelly and Gia. I have a question about, like, clown theories. I'm curious what your favorite clown or like your favorite clown theory that made the most sense that of course never happened. Mine was the August 2nd Reputation, you know, release rumor from her recent show. Everything pointed to we're getting up, and then of course we didn't, but I am a clown forever, so I'm always eating up the clown theories, but curious what your favorite clown theory, doesn't have to be for Reputation, but anything over the last couple of years has been. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Thank you for calling. My favorite, well, they're all equally heartbreaking, if that's what you mean by favorite, but I think that I clowned the hardest and had the, like, the most genuine feelings, like, it was happening back in, like, November. Remember there was, like, that November clown?
There was that one November clown.
Something about it, like, it just, it really stuck with me.
It really seemed so real. I
don't know what it was, or, like, why we were clowning at that time.
We have this one called, is Taylor Swift has is putting on the clown makeup again. That was 2 months ago, August.
That was at,
was that, so that was June? I don't remember
God,
what
there,
that
we
was.
We just have so many
there's
times that we've
so
clowned.
Many. Like, there's
but
so many.
But sometimes it's like precursor clown, you know? We're not like, today's the day. We'll be like, hey, there's rumors. Maybe it's soon. Like, there are a few actual dates that we've been like, all right, this is the day. You know what I mean? And there was one in November. There was the February date, 2/8, because again, are we ever going to find out about that fucking coffee cup or what?
Oh, yeah.
Are we ever going to find out about that? I think that was a thing that they've had to move things around and now it doesn't make any more sense. Like, I think that coffee cup means nothing anymore.
I don't know what, I don't.
I'm claiming. That's my claim.
What's the coffee cup?
Where she, in the Karma video where it's the coffee and it's almost midnight and she's got 8 and 2 blue nail, black nail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So everyone thought February 8th at first, because it was Tokyo, you know, Endgame featuring Future. They filmed that video in Tokyo.
Yeah,
everybody thought
yeah.
that came and went, obviously. Then everybody thought, oh, she's going to announce it at the Grammys. Just kidding. It was a brand new album.
Yeah.
And then it was like, all right, well, now this new album is here.
Okay,
she's
maybe
not going to have
the
new one coming out.
It was the Grammys theory. That's the one that I was like, she's definitely going to
that
do
was
it tonight.
A, there was a lot of stuff. Yeah, and even when she showed up, it was kind of
yes.
like, what's this outfit? Like,
the outfit
we didn't know
so
it was a new
giving.
Era.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it had, you know, it reminded us of Reputation.
Totally.
So we were like, oh my God, is this new era Reputation? Like,
yeah.
Holy shit, capital R. And
like 5 months ago, we have what Taylor Swift released Reputation on Friday the 13th.
That I think is probably our.
Was that the
that
Grammys?
That's us talking about. No, that's probably us talking about September and.
December?
December. Because I don't know if there were any other Friday the 13ths. Or maybe there was one other one.
Yeah,
let's see,
I don't know.
January.
And then we have Taylor Swift made us look like clowns on 8 months ago. So that was probably the November one.
That's November for sure. Yeah, no, the
it's
only.
It's just too many to remember.
The only Friday the 13th in this whole year are September and December. I just looked through the calendar.
Hmm.
No other Friday the
13th. Oh, okay. So
that must have been us
we're
just talking
about
theory
that theory.
In general.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But no, favorite clown. Yeah, it had to be the November one. Like, I really was, whatever was going on at the time, I was so hell-bent. Like, to the point where I was texting Pilar being like, we got to make shirts. Like, this is happening. Like, I was, like, setting shit up, being like, I'm texting Dave. I had to stop texting Dave about Reputation stuff because, first of all, he never responded to any of it. He's not a clown. He doesn't really like to clown.
Yeah.
He's more of a, let me know when something's already happened.
Yeah, yeah.
But twice I had been like, hey, just a heads up. Everyone thinks that this is really going to happen tonight. And so it's on your radar in case you start getting tweets and stuff later. Like I've sent it now two or three times and I had to stop because I'm like, this is now I'm embarrassing myself. Like now I'm exposing myself as this like mortifying clown to our boss. So
you gotta do what you hey. You're just doing your due
listen.
Diligence.
I just don't want to be left in the dark.
Yeah, you're just doing your part. Like, and God forbid something did happen and you didn't say anything.
Exactly. He'd be like, "Hey, where the fuck were you on this one?"
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
You know,
you're just
I took the night off for once.
You're just doing your job. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's jump into DMs. This one, I'm reading it over. We kind of already answered it, but I'll still read it. Hey, ladies, wondering if you think Taylor will drop an Eras documentary in the fall or after the tour wraps. Surely she's making one, right? I feel like autumn is her season, kind of hoping October will have something. Kind of like in light of the anniversary of the film, a year later, releasing a documentary of what went down behind the scenes to create and perform a tour. I like that idea.
I love that idea,
too. 1 year of the movie.
Yep.
And that's a good idea.
That is a really good
idea.
The
only thing I've come across that shed some light behind the scenes was a short interview with Mandy Moore about choreographing the show and creating the stage. It was really interesting. I want to watch
What's that? Yeah, where's that?
On YouTube? SJ. Oh, this she says, it's really interesting. Taylor had a cinematic vision from the start. It was fascinating. What do y'all think? Love the show, SJ. SJ.
I don't know what that
text
is.
Text us the link to this interview, please, because
please
I want to watch
it. Please send
us. I
have no idea. Or tell us what to search, at least. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to, I didn't even know this existed.
Yeah.
I would eat that up.
Mandy Moore. But
I
would
eat that up. That's basically just what we were talking about 10 minutes ago. That's the information we want to know.
I know.
Damn. Maybe we don't need the documentary. We'll have, just kidding. We do.
No, we definitely.
Taylor, we're kidding. We need it.
No. But yeah, definitely want to watch that. So send that to us. And I think after the tour wraps makes the most sense for the documentary
for sure.
to come out.
Agreed.
Just wouldn't make sense to have a documentary come out while the tour's still going on.
No, because you never know. I mean, you don't know what things happen. Things change around, add, subtract.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know what's...
Maybe you want to add something that happened at the end of the tour.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
The farewell, to not include, the final show in the documentary, that's crazy. Like, that's... What do you mean? So...
Yeah. Okay. Hey, girls. So, of course, I've been watching the I Can Do It with a Broken Heart music video over and over again, and I noticed that the Feather fans during the I Can Do It with a Broken Heart rehearsal are orange instead of white. Now, I'm not usually a believer in the orange karma theories, but this is definitely suspicious. What do you guys think? I can't stop clowning and speculating. Please help. P.S. Do you guys think she's still releasing a documentary at some point? I feel like it'd be really surprising if she didn't. Anyways, love you, girls, and your show.
Thank you so much. And agreed. I think it's suspicious. Orange fans were
very suspicious.
Especially
and
because they have white ones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Why
aren't you just using your
ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, orange is
very
specific. Like, it's just not it's not a color anybody wears. Can I tell you though? Remember how I was like, orange is my least favorite color. I hate orange, whatever. I have three orange things on the way that I've purchased myself. That's like that's what Taylor Swift does. Like she tells me, she's like, no, orange is cool. And I'm like oh wait, it is. I love orange. And then all of a sudden I'm buying orange.
I'm kind of into orange now too.
All of a sudden, same. I'm like, you know orange what? I'm really loving orange lately. Yeah.
It's like, and in the music video, totally Taylor's idea. Wearing the lilac top and skirt with the orange fans. Right. Like it's just too on the nose, there's especially something. With the outfits, the orange and purple outfits that she's been wearing.
Yep.
There's something going on with orange. Just
orange in general. Could be anything. Orange, lilac, sun, like yeah, this, orange the sunset
and,
colors.
Orange and purple and lavender are the main colors we've been seeing with her.
Big time.
And yeah, I don't know if it's TS12, if it has something to do with the Rep Vault tracks or who
maybe
knows what it means.
Maybe it's a movie. She's writing a movie everybody's always talking about. Who knows? But yeah, that is suspicious. And right, it's not like, say they're rehearsing that stuff, you know, in advance, and maybe they're like, all right, we're going to use these prop fans because we don't want to use the real feathers because we don't want to fuck them up. You would probably just order like two sets of the same thing, or you would just get like whatever happens to be there or available. And like orange, I just feel like isn't the color. Like it would probably, I don't know.
It just doesn't make sense to have like specific colored fans just for practice.
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, yeah. Like they could just be like
a
hodgepodge.
Order a bunch
of
white ones.
Yeah, just order a bunch of random things. Yeah. And like keep the good ones for, you know, for the stage. Something. Yeah, it's suspicious.
It is
definitely
suspicious.
We have to, you know, you talked about the boots a little bit. You were dipping your toes into Easter eggs. I have a hard time with Easter eggs because I just never am like recognizing them.
Yeah.
Like unless they're really fucking obvious. Like I'm just not great at that. But, I bet that video is full of Easter eggs. Like, I'm sure that we'll, in the coming days, weeks, we'll see people really breaking them down.
And if something happens in the future, where there's an announcement or something, I'm sure we'll look back, rewatch the music video, look back and be like, I can't believe we missed all this.
That's my favorite thing to do, though. Yeah, whenever things come out, I'm like, oh, this. Because that, to me, shows like how smart she is and how smart they all are. And it's just, it's cool.
Because most of the time, it's the more blatantly obvious things that go right over our head. Mm-hmm. And I feel like us as fans were trying too much to like deep dive into like little tidbits. Yeah, yeah.
I see people are complaining. People are finally turning on all the like crazy math bitches, like all the ones who are coming on and being like, it's been blah, blah, blah days and this and that, and whatever. And everyone's like, finding Easter eggs and doing these things used to be fun. Now I got to do math problems all day long and I'm wrong every time. Like trauma. I'm like, yeah, no, actually.
No,
when I'm
like
about that, I do.
Do math.
I can't do math. Mm-mm. Like it just, it makes me think about sitting at the table and crying. Like everyone remembers, you know,
your dad
yelling at you. Your grandpa yelling. My grandpa would yell at me. They don't understand why I don't understand math, and it's like because I'm stupid. I don't know. I'm better at other things. Math is not my.
Your
thing.
Left side of brain, not right side of the brain. There's
exactly.
nothing wrong with that. So am I.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Good morning, ladies. How are we all doing on this morning, 8:21? Everyone okay? No,
I literally had to go. So I was in DC for a work event, and that's why, like, while this was going down, it was like I was like recording in the corner of this work event. Like people thought I was like, crazy, I swear. And so I woke up this morning and I was still in DC, and my train wasn't until 10:30. And so I took a walk to the Lincoln Memorial, but I mostly went there so I could stare deeply into the reflecting pool because I needed to do some reflecting this morning. I'm not even kidding. There's a picture of me with it. Did I show you? Me as a...
That's hilarious.
This is...
yeah, we all needed
this is
to
me,
take a...
me reflecting.
That's I did see that. You look so cute.
Thank you.
We all needed to take a good long look in the mirror this morning for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
It is beautiful. It was a beautiful morning.
DC
I was really glad I went.
DC is so nice in the summer.
DC
it's so
really
fucking
nice.
Hot, though.
No, it was really... It was like 55 degrees when I woke up. Yeah,
love.
When I was taking that walk, it was like 60s.
Well, it's like kind of chilly
60s.
Today.
It was chilly, yeah. But it was perfect. It was lovely. But anyway, yeah, so we woke up this morning and we're reflecting and
we're reflecting big time.
Yep.
This is a random thought, but why does everyone talk about the Rep bodysuit being the same for 130 shows? I mean, I know why, but isn't her bodysuit for Red the same? Has that changed at all during the tour? Anyways, love you guys. I have never gotten into the clown bus. I am a believer in the new album, two re-releases pattern, hashtag RepTV2025.
That is, I love how we're like, we believe this is, we believe in this.
Yeah,
we believe
in
it's
this. Like different like religious sections.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, oh no. I am of the opinion that 2025.
I'm a 2025-er.
Yeah. 2025-er. Like, it's hilarious. I think with Red, it doesn't feel like she isn't mixing up her costumes because she has a different shirt all the time. Like
that's
the
true.
Shirts that she wears when she comes out at first, that's something to guess. That's always going to be different.
And
but then once she takes it off, it's like, who cares? And then she gets the cool big jacket. So it's like, you know, it makes
sense.
And
I was also thinking, like, Red, Taylor's version already came out. So, like, there's no reason to, like, clown with her outfits or anything for Red.
Right.
But, yeah, she does change her... outfit's a lot for Red.
She
the shirt at least.
She comes out in the shirt and the hat, and then she gives the hat away, and then she takes the shirt off, and then she's got the little bodysuit thing,
and then she puts on the coat,
and then she puts the coat on, and does it. So she has like three costume changes during Red. Yeah. So she doesn't even like take a piece of the costume off during Rep. Like she just comes out in the bodysuit, dances around in it, and then goes and changes. Yeah. Like there's there are no elements to it other than that.
Yeah.
Whereas like even Tortured Poets. You can argue that she's wearing her whole costume the whole time at once, but she changes up the like the bra and jacket part. The dress itself now has two versions, but then she like puts on that big coat. When
she does
same thing.
She changes outfits. Yeah.
There's stuff going on.
Okay, last one. This is not a question. I just wanted to read this one because it kind of just I liked it.
Oh, love it. Okay, feels like it's gonna be complimentary.
Yes, it is. Hi, love this that. Is Jessica. I just wanted to say thank you so much for calling out the misogyny and sexism to Taylor Swift and Swifties. It just gotten so bad, and it needed to be called out. And I'm sorry that you guys are getting so much hate under the comments for spreading awareness to the misogyny and sexism going around on the internet by men. So thank you. You guys are my favorite Taylor podcast, and Kelly, I love Rep as well. It's such an underrated album. It deserves better. So I just wanted to say thank you for calling out what needed to be called out. No matter how many people try to bully you guys out of raising awareness, in 2024 it means a lot. You guys are true Swifties. I hope I get picked. If not, I will try again next week, as well as I also called in. Best podcast ever, and Taylor will still be around after the tour, so I look forward to more podcast episodes from you guys.
That was so sweet. Thank you, Jessica. That was so nice. And listen, no massage you get through here. We're always gonna call it out. We're gonna clock that as much as we can.
Yes, please.
No, for real. The people people on TikTok hate it when we do that. That's just tough cookies. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Tough cookies.
Just sometimes it's the only thing. Like sometimes it, you know, you can make excuses all day long until you see something black and white in your face and you're like, well, that's a problem.
Yeah.
And what else, how else am I supposed to interpret that?
Yeah.
So, but I would say equally glad to know. We've talked about it before on the show, how like times are different, times change, and girls are quicker to clock it and quicker to call it out and say things about it, as we should. It's just, you know, we can't live in a world where we live in a different world now.
Yeah.
And
we can't be like not scared, but just hesitant. I guess.
Don't hesitate.
At the end of the day, women run the fucking world.
Absolutely. Who run the world? Girls.
As our queen once said.
Mm-hmm. But I think that I love when people call in, whether it has to do with the concerts themselves, Taylor themselves, words like that. Obviously, of course, we love praise, but God forbid. But the I think that the little community that we've created inside Taylor Watch is so fun.
I love it.
Thank you guys always for calling in and sending
seriously,
us messages and voicemails. And we feel so loved.
Yeah, we really do.
I have to say as well. So I was at the thing last night, and I was with a bunch of our sales besties.
Oh, slay.
And Gia, we are like, not to pump us up too much, but like we're the talk of the town.
Oh
like,
my everyone, God.
All of our sales besties love us. They think our ads are so fun.
Oh,
they
slay.
Love that we like talk about them like that. They're like, oh, they seem like fun and organic. And we're like, because you're like
you
invest in us and we want to invest in you. Like so thank you to everybody who sponsors the show and all of our advertisers.
And
you guys are great.
For you guys, if you guys use our codes or whatever, we really
it makes us look good.
It makes us look good. You guys are getting those discounts.
And we're not slanging bullshit over here. We've got some good people in our corner.
That's what I'm really happy about too, is the people that we work with. Mm-hmm. I really like there, we've never had an ad where I'm like, oh, like, do we really have to do this? Like whatever. Like I trust all the partnerships that we have.
Absolutely.
So it's really, really nice.
And they really do all fit like with us and hopefully with you guys. So, but they were all very complimentary of
us
and excited. Oh my God. Wait. Also shout out to the, okay. So we were at this place, the event, it was again, like a private event, like a sales thing.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to see like people, but, there was a bartender girl. The names of the drinks, it was me and Casey Smith went, because Casey Smith does football side of things and Unnecessary Roughness, and she's a woman on the show, and so it was kind of like girls' night a little bit. And they had these drinks for us, and like named after us, and one of them for her was Unnecessary Rumness, because that's the name of her show. Ours was Loving Him Was Red.
Cute.
And it was like three different kinds of rum, by the way. It was like a ridiculous drink, but everybody loved the Loving Him Was Red drink.
Cute.
And so I finally, like, I had been, I was like talking and I didn't have a drink, and so I finally, like, after an hour went by, I was like, oh, I'm gonna go have the Loving Him Is Red drink.
Yeah.
And I went up and I talked to the bartender girl, who was so cute. We're at this place, Tiki TNT, on the wharf in DC. And she, I asked for the drink, and she was like, "I was wondering when you were going to order it." And I was like, "Oh yeah." And she's like, "I'm a big fan. I listen to your guys' show."
Oh my God.
And I said, "No way!"
Shout
and so,
out.
And I was like, "Oh my God." So were you disappointed too? She was like, "I can't believe it." Because she, so I was like in the corner with reps yeah, yeah. and nobody else knew what I was talking about. If only I knew, we could have been
bonding.
We could have been bonding
That's
together.
Funny.
But so shout out to her. She was so sweet.
I always
and
love
really
when
kind.
Girls come up to us and say something. Yeah. It's really so.
It like
guys
blew me
too.
Away. Like I was it's, like, "Oh my God, I can't believe." Like,
I know.
It was
Every
just,
time
it, was really
it happens,
nice.
You're just kind of like, "Wait." Like you listen, like what?
Yeah,
like
I couldn't
like,
believe
real
it. Like I just right. It yeah. just was. It was so so sweet. It's
That's
such a
really
fun little,
cute.
Fun little moment.
Love
so,
that.
Yeah. So, talk it down.
Yo,
la,
know
la, la, la.
Oh yeah, just the Taylor mm-hmm. Watch girls.
Just
setting
us.
The standard.
Look at us. Yeah.
Beating misogyny.
Watch out. Alex Cooper, who?
We're gonna get that.
Shout out to her, by the way. God
bruh.
Damn!
Holy bro!
Ooh, SiriusXM really shelling out that money all of a sudden.
I didn't realize that they. That
I didn't know they had it like
that.
That
coin, yeah.
I didn't know they had it like that. But shout out to Alex
that
Cooper.
I literally said, "Bruh."
Yeah, no, same. That's on top of the 60 million she already has, man. She's
crazy.
Running the world. Good for
crazy.
Her.
Good for her.
So, but yeah. So, like we said, thank you guys as always for calling in and oh, and get the merch. Look at it. La la la. It'll be on sale. We'll make sure that it's on sale by the time this comes out. I got to text Allison.
Yeah, this
that.
Is perfect for
cute,
football
cute.
Season. Perfect for clowning
cute, cute.
Season.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Love.
Excellent. So go ahead. Store.arsenalsports.com.
Are they on?
They will be by the time this comes out.
Oh, perfect.
When I text Allison right after this episode's
oh,
over.
Perfect.
They were set. We could have put them live, but I wanted to see them first.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead and get those. Thank you as always for calling in. We will of course be doing we do our call in and voicemail episodes on Thursdays. So if you didn't get your voicemail read or your message read this week, fear not. We will have another week as we do every week. So wait for next Wednesday. Until then, I guess we will see you guys on Tuesday.
Love you guys.
Bye.